We continue our focus on the surge of illegal alien use at the southern border with an examination of the policies and politics connected with this issue. Now, way too often, what is said and what is done are two very different things. Many elected leaders make promises to change things in order to, of course, get reelected. And once that's achieved, turn a blind eye and deaf ear to the problem. Here to talk about this aspect is the president of Numbers USA, Roy Beck. Good morning, Roy.
Good morning.
NumbersUSA.com is the place on the web. Of course, we have a link over at our website as well. I want to start off with something that Obama has been talking about, basically in the speech down in Texas the other day, where, of course, he felt it was more important to go play pool than to go take a look at the situation on the border. But anyway, he is saying that basically until Congress gives him the $3.7 billion in supplemental funding he wants, he's not going to be able to do anything to stop things on the border, which, well, initially brought to my mind, it's basically admission that the immigration system is broken. And then when you actually look at the funding bill, about 49% of it is for resettlement costs and housing. So how's that going to change anything?
Now, that's really unfair, Chris. I mean, you actually looked into the details of all of that. It got below the press releases. Oh, goodness. It's just astounding how much political figures feel like they can just pull the wool over our eyes. And, you know, it's complicated stuff. And if it weren't for folks like yourself and people on the Internet and organizations like ours, you know, America probably could have a hard time keeping up with it all. First of all, remember, this is the border that the president and his supporters have been telling us over the last couple of years is secure. Right? Isn't that what they've been telling us? The border is handled. One of their arguments for passing the big amnesty this last year was the border is now secure. Well, I believe that his admission that he can't do anything until he gets another $4 billion is a sign it's obviously not secure. So right there it kind of raises some real questions about his credibility. And you're exactly right. This bill is full of money, not for sending people back, not for processing them out of the country, but for settling them here, basically treating them like temporary protected status. TPS is a program that your listeners may or may not be aware of, but basically whenever there's a hurricane in a country or a civil war, something temporary, and there are maybe visitors from that country in this country who are supposed to go back, and also, well, anyway, they're supposed to go back. We will give them temporary protected status. If you don't have to go back right now in those conditions, but when the hurricane's kind of cleaned up, you go back, or when the war's over. Now, everybody in the country illegally gets that too, temporary protected status. There's nothing more permanent than temporary protected status because out of all the people who have been given it over the last 25 years, less than 2% have ever had to go home. Now, that's the way this money he's asking for is basically to create that kind of situation. He'll get tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people who have recently come over. He'll get them settled around the country, and temporary will become, well, another temporary, then another temporary, and pretty soon it'll be permanent. And the worst part about this is that he has said himself that the problem he's got right now is this 2008 law that President Bush signed that Joe Biden pushed when he was in Senate. And it's one that was meant to handle kids who were being trafficked, you know, that is part of a slavery-type trafficking. It was badly written, and it can be interpreted to tie the government's hands. So he's saying, I can't really move people away quickly unless you change this law. But isn't it strange? He did not include the change in the law in his request for the money. In fact, they explicitly said, we don't want the appropriations bill to have a change in that law. Well, right there is the reason that we're saying, and our members are, we're having our members calling their members of Congress to say, do not appropriate one dime to the administration unless at a minimum the appropriations includes a change in the law that the president himself says has to be changed if he's going to be able to solve this problem.
Although another financial nugget from the supplemental appropriations bill, $15 million, is earmarked for, get ready for this one, defense attorneys. for the illegal alien youths because, and well, here's a little compare and contrast too. You can get a doctor's visit from the Veterans Administration faster than you can get an immigration hearing for an illegal alien. It takes an average of 2 years for an immigration hearing.
Yeah, what happens at the border is, first of all, I mean, our laws always recognize this. When you arrive as a foreign citizen at our border, especially if you've crossed it illegally, you do not have every right that an American citizen has. You do not have a right to extended trials and all of that. You can have a little hearing, but once you put an attorney, especially a taxpayer-paid attorney, on the case, well, that basically keeps a person in the country for at least a couple of years. And as I just said a minute ago, once you kept somebody in the country for a couple of years, you basically decided you're going to keep them here forever.
Talking to Roy Beck, the head of Numbers USA, numbersusa.com, on the web, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. This was a speech that Obama gave under, you referenced this generally a few moments ago, Roy, but this is a quote from a speech he gave in El Paso, Texas, on immigration back in 2011. I quote, "Under Secretary Napolitano's leadership, we have strengthened border security beyond what many believed was possible," end quote.
Well, of course, you know, those of us who were following this, I mean, we had to laugh kind of gallows humor. It's like, you know, how a person could possibly say that. And, you know, we knew it was not true. It's true that there was a lot less border crossings at that time, but that was because the economy was so bad in this country that in many ways the economic magnet had been turned off. But all you had to do was talk to the rangers along the border, and, you know, they're the canaries in the coal mine. My feeling is you talk to the rangers who have owned property in the United States along the border. If they say, you know what, I feel secure. I feel like I used to feel back in the 80s. I feel like this property belongs to me and not to the drug cartels. At the point that they say that, then I will believe somebody who says the border is secure. But they've never said that. The ranchers have been living in this constant danger because their government does not protect the borders and does not protect them as U.S. citizens. I really think our government does more to protect citizens when they're in other countries than they do to protect our citizens who live along the border.
How much of this surge is going to be, or maybe has already been, utilized by the pro-amnesty crowd in Washington and in organizations like La Raza, try to run out the clock, get the surge as tumultuous and inundating as possible to get to the point where we're saying, well, there's no way we can send them all back, so we have to make the quote-unquote fast track to citizenship for all these kids now.
Yeah, I do think that the truly open borders groups, and these tend to be, you know, the leftist groups. I don't mean liberal groups. I mean truly leftist type groups, neo-Marxist groups. And a lot of them were in the White House recently. The Atlantic Monthly has quite a story about that meeting. And I think I was watching Rachel Maddow last night on MSNBC.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And she had all kinds of guests and making the case basically that this is an opportunity, just like what Nancy Pelosi said, an opportunity for America to show what a great country we are. So there's no question that a lot of people are trying to turn this into something that, I mean, it's obviously a bad, bad thing happening on the border, and they're going, wait a minute, this is a wonderful opportunity, and we'll get hundreds of thousands more people into this country. Now, why is it so important to the leftists to get hundreds of thousands of more people coming to this country, hundreds of thousands of people with almost no education, very few skills? What does that do? Well, if you're a neo-Marxist, anything that upsets the existing order gives you more chance to create the utopian revolution that you're looking for. And I don't mean an armed revolution, but I mean, you know, to change the society. And they know from experience that the vast majority of, actually the vast majority of all immigrants, and it doesn't matter where they come from, including those immigrants that come from Europe, the vast majority of all immigrants arrive in this country with an ideology that wants very large government. Government serves larger government. And so when they start voting, they vote for the party that is more the redistributionist party. They certainly are much more likely to back the left idea of turning America into a socialist economy. So, you know, the left, what the left is doing makes a lot of political sense for them. What it doesn't make sense for is for most of America. It does not make sense for middle-of-the-road Democrats. It doesn't make sense for even a lot of, I would say, kind of moderately liberal Democrats. And it certainly does not make sense for any Republicans. So right now we're going to see in Congress, this is the real deal, we're going to see in Congress whether Congress will finally stand up and take the rights that our founding fathers gave Congress to control immigration, to set immigration policy, and to demand that the president fulfill his oath of office, which is to execute the laws of the United States as passed by Congress. We are in a sense, we are in a constitutional crisis. Or maybe I should say, we're right on the doorstep of a constitutional crisis if Congress will actually start to say, you've got to do it, Mr. President. You have to enforce the law.
And we have to wrap up here, but thank God there are people like Governor Rick Perry of Texas, and you'll see these stories at numbersusa.com. Some of the people in Southern California are turning the buses back, and why should you be concerned about this in northern New Jersey, New York City area? Some of the planned dumping grounds are literally planned to be right in your backyard. You can see an interactive map for that as well at numbersusa.com. Learn the truth and support the work of this organization, because they are the ones who are providing the truth and the facts and the wake-up calls and the urgings for the politicians, the so-called elected leaders, to do the right thing and protect the Constitution, preserve the power of America, and make the system a fair one, an orderly one, and more importantly, a legal one. We've been joined this morning by the head of Numbers USA, Roy Beck. Roy, thanks so much for the work that you and everyone with the organization does. Thanks for being here this morning.
Well, thank you, Chris.